It's Roland here. I'm with Penny Gore and her husband Martin, and we just listened to the first half of tonight's prom, which began with a piece by Moiran. Penny, what was your response to that?
Well, I didn't know this at all. I don't think I'd heard it more than once or twice before, and I think it was really interesting, actually. I really enjoyed it, I must say. I like the sort of jamming violins, the kind of, you know, the strings that he got from the Irish sessions, probably in the pub, and the whole sort of military aspect as well. So there were lots of things going on in there, in that, you know, sort of memories of the First World War, which was obviously not a good time for him.
And Martin, if you were going to recommend another piece of Moiran to a listener, where should they go?
Oh, definitely the violin concerto, I think, which is actually a more individual piece, I think. I do feel the symphony, the shadow of Sibelius falls very strongly over it, which we forget how strongly Sibelius influenced British composers in particular. Not, you know, they weren't influenced by Stravinsky so much, or Schoenberg, or that European tradition. Sibelius was the thing. And, you know, remember Constant Lambert was writing about Sibelius and the music of the future in Music Ho, though, of course, his music doesn't sound anything like Sibelius.
And Penny, what do you think the audience's response to the Moiran was this evening?
I think they seem to enjoy it. I mean, I know from the pre-concert talk that there were an awful lot of people who were keen to hear this actually live in a concert hall, because there were lots of people who'd said they'd heard it on disc, but they'd never ever heard it performed in a concert hall. So I think there's quite a willing audience here. They were all out in force to hear this.
Penny and Martin, thank you very much.